bigger?
Yeah.
And me too. Thank you. So here's the thing about dreaming big. And I think we're called to it all the time. We're called to have a big dream. We're called to know our magnificence. How can we not? How can we not, in the presence of the divine, know our magnificence? Be caught by a dream. I don't think it's so much that it's ours to dream big, but allow the big to dream us. To say yes to the divine. To say yes to giving our gift. To say yes to being that light. So rather than saying dream big, I'm going to invite us to say allow the dream to make us big. Allow that divine inspiration to show up in, through, and as who we are, because it is already. So intuition, my definition of intuition is God in man. God in man, revealing to him or her the realities of being, realities with a capital R. God in man. So if intuition is God in man, and I know that God is in, through, and as a life, then I know that my intuition is always there. It's always present. It's always working through me, in me, and as me. Living from the intuitive side is living from the inner awareness. Now, this is not opposed to living from the outer side. This is not opposed to living from having a dream that's calling to us. A house, a job, a career, a song. It's not opposed. It's actually the same thing. Spirit works through us. Spirit cannot give to us that which it cannot reveal through us. So that dream that's calling to us on the outside, that dream of whatever it is. Y'all have dreams? Anybody? Am I the only one? We all have a dream that's calling to us out here. And that which is responding to it inside is Spirit. Guiding us, lighting the way, showing us the way. And so, we already know the answer to how to be in that dream. How to allow that dream to be in us. And it's kind of, what do you think this might be yet? But the answer is surrender. As we surrender to that which is radiating from us, calling to us, expressing as us, as we surrender to that, as we listen to that voice of God, we are a bigger dream. So when you have a dream, be it something out here that you're thinking about or a quality of God that you're desiring to express more of, do you conspire with the divine? Have you considered collaborating with the infinite source that is inexhaustible, that knows no boundaries, that doesn't know big? Maybe. Sometimes a little bit. You know, that's what we're called to do. We're called to conspire with God. That's what happens when we listen to our intuition. When we listen to the voice of God within, we're saying, yeah, I'm your partner and you are my partner and I'm working with you. And then there's this synchronicity that happens. There's this beautiful magic that happens, and it's called our life. And it's called our beautiful, magnificent life. And it's Spirit working in and through and as each one of us. So when we collaborate with God, when we dream big, we are drawing from the infinite source, the unlimited supply, that which is inexhaustible. And when we steep ourselves in the truth of what God is, of who God is, which, by the way, is you and me, then we surrender to it a little bit more. We allow it a little bit more. The voice of intuition is desiring to be made known through us. So consider that that's a true statement, that the voice of intuition is God desiring to be made known through you. Consider that when you have that feeling of rightness, of joy, creativity, that spirit desiring to be made known through you. And what a spirit revealing itself by means of you is that dream, that big dream, that allowing. What if your dream is the revelation of spirit? What if your dream is the illumination of the I am? What if your dream that is calling you to a greater sense of yourself is your declaration of the I am? So, I'm not seeing it, so I'm just going to go for it. As we illuminate the I am, we step into a greater experience of God. Try this one on for size. I am infinite love.
I am infinite love.
I am spirit expressing perfectly.
I am spirit expressing perfectly.
I am loved and it shows.
I am loved and it shows.
Okay, how does it feel?
Great.
Okay? All right. So, consider this. When we say, I am not, and that's what happens. We shrink. We shut the door in God's face. We don't just say, maybe not a little bit. We say, no, God. I don't know about you guys, but saying no to God doesn't fill me up. It kind of feels like a bad idea in the face of what's possible. In the face of what's possible, if the radiant I am is my way to dream a big life, to live a big life, then I'm living in that awareness. So recently, I was part of a workshop, and the title of the workshop was An Opportunity to Live in a Bigger World. And to me, this is what listening to our intuition is all about. It's an invitation. It's an opportunity to live in a bigger world. A big dream is relative to each of us because it means something different to all of us. What if living in a bigger world means illuminating who I am? What if living in a bigger world means accepting more of the truth of who I am into my everyday experience? What if very trustworthy. I find it to be all that I need. So as I'm exploring the idea of my big dream, of what it means to be me, what I'm really exploring is, what is my idea of God, and how big is it? What is my idea of life? And how magnificent can it be? What are the words that describe big for you? Expansive. Magnificent. Whole. Beautiful. A way of showing up, even when we're not looking for it. Even when we're not looking for it, sometimes we notice that, oh, I have a bigger life and I didn't even realize it because I didn't plan it. I didn't think about it. However, our walk always follows our talk. So when we set something in motion by declaring our intention to be loved, to be truth, to be beauty, to be powerful, to be authentic, to be creative. What is your word? What is your power word? What is your God word? Because that is the description of who you are, and as you speak it, as you declare it, as you intend it, your walk will follow it. The activities of your life demonstrate out of that declaration. So everybody loves a really good story. A really good story of someone who walks their talk, who has demonstrated a big dream, who has allowed spirit to have its way with them, which is what happens when we say yes to God. We invite spirit to have its way with us. So we have some beautiful members of our community. Each of you has demonstrated in a magnificent way your dream. Each of you has allowed the others in the room to touch you. And we get to witness today another dream unfolding. So some of you may know our beloved friends, Amy and Sean Greenroy. This is actually part two of my talk. I'm kind of switching hats. So Amy and Sean have been at our center for what, 4 years? 3.5, 4 years. And in that time, they have come to know spirit. They have come to know community. They have come to know love. Maybe in a bigger way. And during that time, there have been some declarations of who they are and how they express themselves in the world. And in that time, we have stood witness to watching Sean and Amy be in class, know they're going to get married, go on a 3-month vacation in Europe, come back, find the perfect home, join our youth team, and continue to ask, what next, God? Use me. Use me. And you know what happens when we say, use me, God? God does. So, a month ago, in March, Amy joins our board of trustees, and maybe, I don't know, a week later, something like that. A week later, Sean gets this fantastic job offer in Michigan, kind of far away. That's a big commute. But he said yes. He said yes to spirit. He said yes to what's next for me. He said yes to a bigger life. He said yes to a bigger dream. He said yes to God. So long distance. life says yes to us. So that's a good one to remember. Ready? I say yes to life.
Life says yes to me.
And life says yes to me.
Life says yes to me.
To Amy. She already said yes. She said I do. And she continues to let her light shine. So just as you have let your light shine here, as you have blossomed, as you have become one of our family, as you have allowed yourself to love and be loved,